Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day
with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty, he knows when you've been nice. Oh no, that's another.
It's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday.
I care about you. I care about you. I care about you and you and you. Yes, it's the Friday, May 3rd, Good Day program. 7 after the hour, Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. As we look around the world, we look around our country, we look up and down the street to find out what's going on, to talk about what matters. And I figure as today is a day for winners, every day is a day for winners, but here's in my neck of the woods a lady named Christine Wilson, who lives down in Attleboro, Massachusetts, claimed a $1 million jackpot. Okay, that's great. Super. But that's not the only thing. She had claimed a $1 million prize 10 weeks before this event. So let's get the concept here.
That's amazing.
She won her second $1 million lottery prize. The first one and the second one came within 10 weeks of each other. She played the 100X cash game. Cost you $10 for a ticket. Scratch game involves matching any of the player's numbers or bonus numbers to the winning number. So she got this down in Mansfield, which is next to Attleboro. She got the first prize playing the Lifetime Millions $50 instant ticket game. I've never bought any of those games, but that's a way to get some cash. And when she won her first prize, she said she'd use some of the money to buy an SUV. Now, she's going to put the money in the bank. All right, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah,
a lot of people think they need to spend all the money right away.
Yeah, they have a hole in their pocket.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, so anyway, this is it's kind of an unusual circumstance for sure. So that's one money story. We've been talking about money stories this week here on Good Day because the Fed didn't change the interest rate. And so people say, okay, so are we going to be able to borrow money? How much money is it going to cost to buy a house? That sort of thing.
And it doesn't look like anytime soon.
No, it doesn't, as a matter of fact. All right, here's a sort of negative money story. In Maryland, this week they approved more than $3 million for a man who had been in jail for 3 decades. He was not guilty. I just thought $3 million is kind of a light number for a guy who spent 31 years in prison on a wrongful murder conviction. If it was me, I would have looked for about 10 times that. The governor apologized to Mr. Gary Washington. Compensation was approved for him, quote, on behalf of the entire state. I'm sorry for the failure of the justice system. Said no amount can make up for the injustice.
But they could still do better.
Yeah, they could have done a lot.
That's basically $1 million, $1 million for each decade.
Decade, right.
He spent. And is that taxed? Is it taxable?
$100,000. You know, I don't know the answer to that, Jay, whether it's taxable or not. That would really be an insult if it was taxable. A real insult. This guy's 63 years old, and he's been out of jail for a couple of years, but it's taken him this long to get the dough. And so anyway, they came to the number because the average median household income in Maryland is $94,991. So he multiplied that out by 31 years, and that's how they came up with the money. But the justice system, again, more often than should be the case, there are problems like that because the police don't do their jobs in those circumstances, or the district attorneys don't do their jobs in an imperfect world, yeah. But we would like to think we could work a little bit more, work harder toward perfection, shall we say. All right, well, let's go from talking. This is a good money story. Hold on for a second. Then I got some baby news to talk about here on Good Day. There's the story from Texas of a postal worker who went hundreds of miles off his route to make a special delivery message come to somebody. Listen to this. These are letters that he or somebody in the Grand Prairie Post Office found from World War II, serving in the Army, sending letters back home. This fellow, by the way, is a Marine Corps vet. Alvin Gauthier is the name of the postal worker. He said that he knew the importance of this group of letters when they landed on his work bag one day. He said, I was getting ready for my route and found letters that were dated back to 1942. And the letters didn't offer, you know, much of a... You can't tell by looking at the outside. The address was Mr. and Mrs. Henry Lamb, who were in Jacksonville, Arkansas. So he's in Grand Prairie, which is outside of Dallas. And so he drives all the way to Arkansas to bring them their letters. He found, he found the sister of the one. And so he said, I'm going to use my day off to take a road trip.
Mm-hmm. On his right? own time, on his own dime.
Yep. Yeah.
He does
good
this.
Good for him. Anyway, 375 miles. That's going the extra mile and then some.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Good for him. You know, we kind of get cussy. But the guy who delivers my mail, I'm on a rural delivery route, is just kind of a grumpy old you-know-what. But the mail comes every day, so yeah, he didn't get hired for his personality. That's for sure. All right. Now, a couple of baby stories here, Jay. A mother talking about the unthinkable. She was handed the wrong baby in the maternity ward, and she cared for this baby for a number of hours.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a bad
movie.
It wasn't
until she went to change the baby's diaper that she realized,
right.
Oh, this is a boy. I had a girl.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's been a lot of video on social media. She said, never in a million years did I think this was something I'd have to worry about, but it actually happened. The baby was swapped at birth.
Well, at least they figured it out before they went
right.
home.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so, you know, it's just, what is that song? Just one of those things, just one of those crazy things. Let's see what happened with this three-year-old boy. Uh-oh. A choking three-year-old. There's some body cam footage showing the moment that this police officer in New Jersey helped save the life of a three-year-old who was choking on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
The metaphor is in the wrong place. The baby was on a bus, is not choking, not eating the bus. The baby's on the bus, riding on the bus. But if I'm, this is how bad copy is written, and I didn't catch it in time. Oftentimes I'm looking at a story, I'll sort of edit it as I go, or I'll remember some piece of it from some other circumstance and editorialize a little bit. Anyway, the important thing is that this youngster, crying for help, coming out of the bus, and the family was there. They had been on a migrant bus from Texas. Uh-oh, here's another one of these things, right? How many of these? There are two issues here. Okay, so the police officer saved the three-year-old boy. Great.
And definitely a story of reminding everybody the importance of knowing what to do if somebody of any age is choking, as well as CPR. Heimlich CPR, self-induced Heimlich.
Mm-hmm. But the other side of this is, the other highlight here, as I suggested, was that the bus had been bringing people up from Texas to New Jersey. In Texas, they don't want the people that come illegally, and so there's a continuing stream. We've talked about this, but it's been a while since we talked about it, because when you stop talking about it, you think, oh, well, I guess that's over. Well, it's not over. It has happened every day since we started talking about it and continues to happen. So here we go, not through any fault of their own, other than it appears that they are here without grace, shall we say. Is this a challenge? This is a challenge for me to talk about. I want the baby to be okay, but I'm not okay with them being here illegally. Just, I'm not. So anyway, there's good and bad to that story, right?
Yeah, it's difficult with the undocumentation, especially because you don't know who's coming in here for nefarious reasons.
Yeah, exactly. We go through that. You know, you see these stories about the Russians. There's a Pentagon warning that people will be talking about from the Defense Department. Apparently, we've discovered that the Russians, who are supposedly broke, are in fact developing a new anti-satellite nuclear weapon that is, as they described it, indiscriminate. It's a device that would pose a tremendous threat to not only our country, but to the world. And yet these people go unchecked because this madman, Vladimir Putin, is trying to do anything and everything he can to leave his mark on the world. And his mark is the same kind of stuff as comes out of the rear end of my cows. And yet, what can we do about it? We're here, he's there. Long time ago, somebody should have put him, I've said this for a couple of years, since at least the war began with Ukraine, somebody just put a bullet in his head. And yet, here we are. There are charges being brought against the Israelis. The World Court is going to file charges against the leaders of Israel and the leaders of Palestine and bring them to court for, you know, the kinds of things that they've done. But where's the same procedure against Putin? That's what I want to know. 18 after the hour here on Friday. Good day.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
You sure? Because I won a spelling bee in the fifth grade, and I don't think there's an S in comfort.
Yes, Skechers. We put the S in comfort, like our hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear that's completely touchless. You just step in and go. There's no bending down and no tying your shoes. And they have Skechers Aircool Memory Foam for incredible comfort. Because at Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Okay, well, I've got some Skechers slip-ins. Here, let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh, we told you.
See for yourself how Skechers put the S in comfort. Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. MyPillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love MyPillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The MyPillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers. They have down comforters. They have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of my slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Are you or a special someone taking prescription meds to treat ED? Everyone knows how well they can work, but did you know that with one...
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Social media spotlight trending for something that happened yesterday at the Chateau Marmont in Hollywood. An ambulance was called to the scene where she and her new boyfriend, I don't know if he's new, he seems to be on again, off again, right?
Or if it's even her boyfriend, or if it's, that's just the word that the news media
somebody
wants to
that
sling
she's
around.
Cozying up to the husband that she married. How long did that last, the young fellow? He was...
Oh, I can't recall. They were together for a while, it
seemed,
before
dancers?
They got married.
Yeah.
He was a featured model in one of her music videos.
Got it. All right. So anyway, he's gone. Now she's got another fella, and there apparently was a major fight. She's okay now. She wasn't taken to the hospital. The incident... Again, back to the concern that people have about her and her stability and her well-being. So, as usual, TMZ is on the scene. Photos on the internet and here, there, and everywhere on the TMZ site show Spears barefoot and clutching a pillow next to this guy whose name is Paul Soltz. I think that's how you pronounce it. First responders carried her belongings on a stretcher. So what the heck happened here? Well, the fire department is called in.
So what a lot of people are saying, allegedly, that there was an argument between Brittany and her, and even it's like quote-unquote boyfriend. The quotations are even used because nobody really knows. And there was some altercation in their hotel room, but then other hotel guests heard something, so they called for authorities. And when they came down, some eyewitnesses or people who were there said that she was threatening to hotel staff and other guests, but the hotel never kicked her out. She was never taken away in an ambulance. She left with friends on her own accord. And not really much else is said, just a lot of speculation.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. It's a gossipy thing. We acknowledge that a lot of the things we talk about.
So people are going to jump at.
Right. You're going to make
any
conclusions.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of why I did it, because I saw, there's something that people will talk about. And that's what's trending in the social media circles, at least as far as entertainment features and figures are concerned. There was also something that happened earlier in the evening. The police said was a possible assault with a deadly weapon call, but I don't. Was that connected to this?
No.
People. So this is. By the way, this place is a fabulously historical Los Angeles hotel. It's been there. It's very upscale, very expensive. I think I told you the story when I was living in Ocean Park. I had a house on Hart Street, and down four blocks is a large, I guess we'd call it it's not a hotel, but it's sort of a transient, upscale building, home, a lot of inside there. There's a penthouse, takes up the whole, I think it's the 14th floor, and then there are apartments and condos, the rest of the building. So she had hired and was living in the upstairs in that penthouse when I first was there, and you know, there were always sirens and always things going on, and people pointing, oh, there's Britney Spears, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was 20 years ago or more, wasn't it, 20?
Yeah,
more than 20 years ago. So how old is she now?
She is, oh, what is she, 42 maybe? 43, 42, something like that. But there have been celebrities who have lived in gated communities and had to move out because of people harassing and the neighbors getting upset.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's the emotional story around Britney Spears. Here it is at 28 after the hour on the Friday Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump back in court Thursday in New York for his criminal trial regarding hush money. He had this to say going into the courthouse.
There's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016.
The former president's already been found in contempt for violating the gag order. The body of a fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams found a missing construction vehicle and the body was recovered from inside. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has increased slightly from Wednesday. AAA now reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices, with the lowest in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Good day, dear. It's gonna be a good day. It has been a good day.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
We better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
There it goes, that DeLorean. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's a DeLorean. Yes, there it was, and there it is. That was one of the... the first one, especially, the best movies for engagement. Back to the Future, and what a wonderful job. Those two had such great chemistry together. Mm-hmm. They obviously liked each other. Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox.
It was a two. Hit originally, and then it had such a cult following. Like, people, it's
sure
iconic.
Did. Yeah, very nice. Speaking of very nice, Jay Kirshner is here on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, making a difference. She is not high maintenance, as have been the case with some of my co-hosts over the years.
Where I am high maintenance, I maintain it myself, so nobody can complain.
Ah, hooray! So you own you. Nobody owns you but you. That's a lesson in life for people to remember. You know, people are full of blame, the blame game. It's his fault, it's her fault, they did it, I didn't do it, I'm just here. No, you're responsible for you. Granted, there are probably people around you, maybe at work, especially other circumstances, social circumstances, who have gotten to where they are, maybe under precarious circumstances, but that's not up to you to be the judge of that. You mm-hmm. take care of you. You do the best you can. Get yourself into the, you know, into the frame of the boss, if you will, if you're not the boss. We all have a boss, right? One way or another, there's always a boss. Even if you're the president of the United States, your boss, supposedly the American people, I'm not sure that holds too much truth, not much attached to that anymore, but at any rate, you know what I'm saying. There's always somebody above you. There's always something, even in a spiritual sense, right? There ought to be an app for God. Ever think about, we have various apps. I'm sure there's probably religious apps, but is there an app for God?
Like the Bible app crickets. And the
no,
scripture apps?
No. Nothing to do with religion. Just an app for God. You can call on, you know, put the app up. What would Jesus do is one of the questions that comes up from time to time, right? So what would God do? What is there in holding all of this thing we call life and the world? I'm getting very philosophical now because of philosophical day, but you know what I'm saying. There's more to life than what we necessarily always think there is to it. Mm-hmm. It's not just the beginning of an old television program that was around the 50s and 60s called Ben Casey. It was one of the first medical shows ever on TV. And it began with a big, deep-voiced announcer saying, life, death, infinity. And then there was big music underneath it, yada, yada, yada. So, another memory that's organized and customized in my awesome brain. The Boeing Corporation. One of the world's most prestigious jobs is to run Boeing. They got a new guy coming in, and one wonders, as you look at the problems that are... I just looked at something last night again, and I wrote myself a note similar to something I'd said earlier this week, Jay, about Boeing and the things that are going on with the planes. And every time there's a little incident with any Boeing plane, oh, look at this. This is terrible. No. But there were a couple of whistleblowers who were, they had a lot of knowledge about what was going on at Boeing, and they were mm-hmm. sort of explaining what was going on. Now these two are dead. So this is going to make a movie and a half. Joshua Dean of Wichita died this week after experiencing a sudden illness.
Yeah.
He'd worked as a quality auditor at the supplier of the Boeing fuselages, Spirit AeroSystems. He was among the first to accuse Spirit of ignoring defects. So this wasn't necessarily a Boeing thing as it was a supplier thing. But yet, because mm-hmm. the news media is as inaccurate as it seems to be, in most instances, all of a sudden this guy becomes a Boeing employee when he was not a Boeing employee. But anyway, there were a couple of people who had a lot of knowledge, and the feds are looking into what's going on with all the component suppliers for Boeing. But the business about the door coming off of that plane should have been caught, even though it was badly done. It was done at the Spirit plant in Wichita, mm-hmm. or not done. It wasn't properly, the door was not properly attached.
It was like a panel. It wasn't even a door.
Yeah, but along the way, there have any number of inspections that should have taken place that would have caught this.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a little on both sides. But anyway, he raised concerns regarding the defects and shoddy workmanship, that sort of thing. And so serious misconduct charges were filed against Spirit by the FAA, as well there should have been. And so anyway, there have been a lot of posts on social media. He had a bad case of the flu.
And it's easy to run with conspiracy theories on this.
Yeah.
Where this comes just, what, 2 months after the first death of a whistleblower from an apparent suicide.
Yep. Not cool at all. Too bad. This is so sad. This is a sad reality. Miguel Gonzalez. Probably a lot of those, a lot of men with that name. However, this fellow is special because he's the fifth victim to be pulled out of the Baltimore, the bridge collapse underneath the bridge. So he lived in Glen Burnie, Maryland. The salvage teams are working on two fronts. They were looking for his body because he was still missing, obviously. And then they're trying to figure out how to get the rest of the bridge that's still down under the water out of the water. And you know, you look at the thing that, here we go. This is something that is appalling, and it kind of goes with something we were talking about a few minutes ago about the baby being saved, but the baby was here illegally, that New Jersey story. So here's another circumstance. I'm not suggesting that these people are here illegally, but all of the names of all of the people who got killed during that incident at the Francis Scott Key Bridge were not native. I don't know, how do I say this tactfully, or what do I do with these names?
They,
Alejandro Fuentes. Ronayo Castillo.
Born somewhere outside of America, or are they first generation born Americans?
Well, there's the influence of all this stuff, and I risk danger by drawing a conclusion by looking at the names, but I'll use my own circumstance here where we I'm doing this development on the farm, the Agrihood, that I've talked about over the last year or so. And so we have a construction company that hires subs, and I have yet to see the plumber speaks English and the electrician speaks English. The framers, not a lick of English. The fellow who was the ramrod of the crew speaks broken English. But how has that become the standard of what's going on in our country? That's the standard. Now, you expect to see someone, and up in my neck of the woods is Brazilians, but it may be other Hispanic-speaking folks, and somebody could say to me, well, what do you got against them? I don't have anything against them. I'm just wondering what seemed overnight to happen in the last, 10, 12, 15 years? No matter how I do this, I'm just sticking my foot in my mouth, but
My question is why, before the bridge collapsed, more people weren't injured or killed because a Mayday warning went out and they were able to stop traffic. But how come the six that went missing weren't able to get off the bridge in time?
Ah, that's a good question. What are you speculating? What do you want us to carry away with that question?
Well, I'm just wondering why they couldn't get off the bridge in time. Was it because when did the Mayday call even go out?
Was it because
Miguel was found in his truck?
Speak English?
Well, Miguel was in his truck, so was it just basically a race against time of trying to speed off the bridge and just couldn't get off?
Yeah, but did they not understand? That's a great question. Now that you brought it up, did they not understand the warnings because they didn't speak English? I want to know the answer to that question. That's a question that deserves an answer. Did they not survive because they couldn't speak English and they didn't hear the warning? They didn't know what the warnings were all about. Huh? How about that? You know what? Also, I've seen this in four different places in the last day and a half. The story about this wild orangutan who was treating a wound with medicine from a tropical plant. How about that as an example of how animals attempt to soothe their own ills with remedies that you find in the wild? This is really something else. I guess they've named this orangutan Rakus. Is that it? Rakus, R-A-K-U-S. He picked some leaves, chewed them up. And this is a plant, by the way, that's used by people in southeast part of Asia to treat pain and inflammation. So this is an adult male orangutan using his fingers to apply the plant juices to an injury on his right cheek. I want to know how they got these pictures. This is a study that was released in Scientific Reports the other day. Right? So there has been documentation of species of these big apes foraging for medicines to heal themselves, but they hadn't seen an animal treat itself in this way before. It's the first time.
Yeah.
That this
well, and I know that there are a lot of scientists and photographers who will follow specific, like the same wild animals, just to capture their, you know, what they're doing and learn more stuff. But this is just, so clearly this isn't the first orangutan to be like, oh, I need to treat my wound. This is just the first time I was caught. And it's absolutely astounding. And I think we forget that animals are intelligent creatures too.
Yep, for sure. Yep. Are we related? That's always the question. Is mankind related to these animals? This program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family. Protect everything, your dogs and your phone, whatever is at home, the electronic devices. It's all there. Progressive Insurance, 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. It's now 48 after the hour here on the Friday Good Day program.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes, comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh, we told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calitren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. Is this for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts. And that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calitren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Food, Farm, and Family Festival on Friday on the Good Day program. Let's face it, Food, Farm, Family is ferociously fortuitous on Fridays, right? What else can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that. Okay, so the focus is on Walmart as we begin our report today on the Good Day program. Some ground beef is being recalled for E. coli contamination. This is hundreds, not well, thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of
There's
this
a lot
stuff.
A lot of E. coli situations happening in the recall world right now.
Right, but here's the main problem with this. It's produced by Cargill, one of the four big anti-American food festival outfits. Cargill is, I don't want to use the term enemy, but Cargill's not your friend. Mm. They have managed to control a whole lot. They're especially big in the beef department, in terms of...
You're buying from stores doesn't say Cargill on it.
No, it doesn't at all. But that's where it's coming from. Uh-huh. So if you have anything that you bought along this line from Walmart, best bring it back, get your money back. Never mind whether it's a sirloin patty or Angus beef or whatever it is, the chuck roasts, bring it back. The Cargill people own the Greater Omaha Packing Company, and that's where the problem lies. So if you see anything with Cargill's name on it, you shouldn't buy it anyway, just as a matter of principle, because it's not a good company. All right, as long as we're in Walmart, Jay, here's a lady that wanted a cake made, woman's birthday cake order. This lady named Peyton Chermack posted a pair of images showing off a cake that she said was ordered from a Walmart bakery in Chicago. What was inside of the box, however, had to be seen to be believed. The first picture shows her with, you know, the idea was it was a cake, it was round. It had black cursive lettering and black ribbons. So, apparently, what she asked for was to have the small cursive in the middle of the cake. And so here there is this. The video will tell you or show you the actual cake. Walmart. what the blank is this?
Yes, it was posted to social media. But sometimes I feel like, how can somebody possibly make a mistake like this? And then you realize they probably didn't. This is probably exactly what they asked for. And then, because the bakeries always follow up. They have your phone number. I've done stuff like this, not like this, but I've been called by bakeries. And they're like, I just want to clarify what you're asking. And I sometimes feel like these things are setups. They're staged for clicks. Mm.
Or, to get, call attention. Well, Walmart, I didn't know Walmart made cakes. Right? So now, there we go. So, what actually was there about this that's funny? The way that it was put in the cake, what was written on the cake, it was what they asked for, right? But they didn't, it was taken. So, what specific thing did they ask for? That's not.
So, they wanted Aries Baby written on the cake in small cursive. Writing and in the middle of the
April baby.
But
right.
Aries baby. And then
Aries is the sign we're in, the zodiac, the month of Aries. That's where we're in.
When this was bought, yes.
In April. Yeah, right.
Yes. So what they actually got was it said Aries baby in large lettering at the top, and then small cursive in the middle of the cake said parentheses, small cursive, middle of cake.
There you go. Hooray! All right, here's the story of a restaurant that's letting people pay as they can whilst they rescue a lot of food. This restaurant employs 22 full-time people serving food rescued from landfills to people who pay as much as they can. So this is really an amazing achievement, right? The challenges that are faced not only in our country but around the world with having not enough food to feed people that don't have any money. And there are a lot of people in a lot of countries that are malnourished because they, they're stupid. So I think I said this yesterday or the day before, stupid rules that keep restaurants from giving food to the homeless, that kind of stuff. If it's food and they're hungry, give it to them. And that's kind of really what this is all about. That's what they're doing. If you have some money, you pay for it. You don't have any money, okay. Here it is. Help yourself. There should be kind of more of this, I think, frankly. There it is, that story, among the other stories on Food, Farm, and Family on Good Day.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.